There's news today about a deal that could end America's longest war, the war in Afghanistan. The Afghan Interior Minister said today that a reduction in violence between the Taliban and the U.S. is part of a peace deal that will begin in the next 5 days. The news comes as the incumbent president, Ashraf Ghani, declared victory today in a contested election process that has dragged on for 5 months. NPR's Diya Hadid joins us from Kabul. And Diya, does this feel real? I'm just wondering, do people there believe this could actually lead to peace?
We've been interviewing as many ordinary people as we can over the past few days. And it seems people are actually apprehensive about this deal. They've experienced decades of conflict at this point, and the idea that this could wind down nearly seems fantastical. And more than that, some people here feel that the Americans are abandoning them to the Taliban. Others, particularly more liberal women, women who have jobs, women who study, worry that if the Americans do withdraw and there's a political settlement, that might bring the Taliban back into the government, and that might come at their expense. They're worried their rights will be curtailed, they'll be prevented from working or leaving their house without permission, like it was in the 90s when the Taliban ruled. People call this a peace deal. It's not a peace deal. It's a deal between the Taliban and the Americans that will end America's role in this war. It doesn't mean the war is going to end. It doesn't mean that peace is going to come to Afghanistan. That's a whole other process. And one of the really frightening things is that the fate of 30 million people might be forgotten once American boots leave this land.
I want to ask you more about the government's role. We heard from the Afghan Interior Minister today, but as I understand it, the Afghan government has not been involved in this peace process. That seems like a problem.
It is a problem, but the Taliban consistently refuse to allow Afghan government officials onto the negotiating table because they don't recognize them. Now, government officials have tried to put a positive spin on this. They say the Americans have promised they won't abandon the security forces or abandon the government. And they say the Taliban is at least willing to negotiate with them in some form. And they say that in itself is progress.
I understand the Taliban leader, Abdul Salam Hanafi, shared a video message soon after this announcement. What is the Taliban saying?
Right. So this video was shared yesterday, and it was a 3-minute video, and Hanafi was saying that he expects a deal to be signed by the end of the month. But even in that video, you can start seeing the contours of some of the problems that are going to emerge. Because, for instance, he said he expected Taliban prisoners to be released after a deal was signed, and that should happen before the Taliban begin negotiations with the Afghan government and Afghan officials on a political settlement. We haven't heard anyone else talk about the release of Taliban prisoners at this point. And so what we have at this point, the Americans are saying something, the Taliban are saying something else, and there's crossover between them, but they're not all singing from the same book. And so there's going to be a lot, I think, of new details that are going to emerge in the next few days and weeks. And that does bring up the potential for misunderstandings between the Americans and the Taliban and government officials. There could be fresh violence that upturns this. So it's really important to remember at this point that this deal is complicated and its details are finicky. And there's a lot of possibilities for this to go wrong at any point in time.
I want to bring back up something that we mentioned earlier, and that's about Ashraf Ghani's victory. This was a contested election. Do you feel in any way that this will help matters?
Not really. Because this was a contested election, it means that his rivals haven't recognized that he's won. At least they hadn't yesterday when we last spoke to them. And we're waiting for fresh comment from his rivals now. And if Ashraf Ghani doesn't have that legitimacy, it's going to be so much harder for him to lead a negotiating process with the Taliban. And that process is key to bringing peace to Afghanistan. It's not just American forces withdrawing that will bring peace for 30 million people who've lived through decades of conflict. It's that Afghans themselves have to agree on a political future for this country. And if Ashraf Ghani doesn't have the legitimacy to do that, it makes that deal so much harder to pull off.
You mentioned that there's so many steps that we have to see taken over the next few days and weeks. But in theory, once the U.S. and Taliban sign this deal, what's expected to happen later this month?
What we expect to happen is the beginning of some phased withdrawals from around the country. But we don't know yet how those withdrawals will happen, how they'll be measured. where those forces will go. Will they leave the country? Will they regroup in other bases? We don't know at this point what will happen to NATO forces. All those tricky details just haven't been made public. And one of the chief grievances of Afghan officials when we speak to them off the record is that they just haven't been keyed in on what this deal will look like, how it will play out day to day.
That's NPR international correspondent Dia Hadid in Kabul. Thank you so much.